You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. So now I'm going to do a whole series on rules for Christian households and divine order. And it's a pretty big teaching and very diverse. And we're going to go through all of the different aspects of having a functional marriage, having a functional household, how to get blessed, how to draw the blessings of God into your life because you get into divine order. You line up everything properly. And that's one of the keys to the operation of the kingdom of God, is having all of the biblical things lined up as best you can, and then God can flow through that into you. He can cause your life to flourish and to prosper. He can cause your marriage to come together. There's so many marriages who are breaking up, crashing and burning because of the weight of sin that is coming upon the earth, and it's affecting the saints. And unless you're biblically in line with the kingdom of God, you're going to miss out on a lot of the opportunities that God wants to pour out upon you. We've seen through history men of God who were poor, and they could not get poverty out of their life because they didn't know how to get into a divine alignment when it comes to poverty and prosperity. We saw people who have a great ministry, and yet their marriage crashes and burns because they didn't know how to spiritually align up divine alignment for their marriage. They didn't understand all of the rules and all of the operational aspects of marriage and how it functions perfectly if you get all the things lined up. So it's all about divine order, getting everything in this proper order. And if you do that, then the blessings will flow. Now there's the grace of God, there's mercy, and there's God's love, and He will help you out until you get everything lined up. It's not as if everything just stops until you get it lined up, but He will help you out because of His grace and His mercy, His grace, His free unmerited favor towards you. But if you don't take the instructions by the Holy Spirit, if you're not guided and led by the Holy Spirit, then the law of sin and death will continue to erode all of the stuff in your life. So it's about getting into proper alignment with God, and we're going to talk about all of those different aspects. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about worship. We're not going to talk so much about prosperity, as in finances, because I've dealt with that in another teaching, and that's growing as it goes forward. But I haven't done one on family, and I haven't covered what is the scourge of this whole lifetime now, of this last days. The scourge of all of these last days is humanism, feminism, socialism, liberalism, and political correctness. These things stop the divine alignment to come into its proper place, because you're being socially engineered by the devil, by his system. And if you're thinking along the worldly systems, you're not going to be able to obtain the blessings of God in their fullness. If you're thinking, and if your mind is wired towards this world and the concepts of this world and the things that are right and wrong according to the value system of this world, you won't get the blessings in your life. You'll be saved, but you won't get the blessings. You won't live in prosperity. You won't live in victory. So it's my job to help you get that which was broken in your life fixed up so that you can go forward. So we're going to talk about the rules for Christian households. And that covers the marriage, the children, covers work, covers government, how you are to relate to government, and relate to each other. And then there's all about headship. Headship is a big thing. If you get the headship right, the divine order, that's what the divine order, one of the parts of the divine order is headship. And if you get that right, you will find that the spiritual flow will flow unhindered in your life. All you have to do is get the headship right, and you've got a big chunk already organized. Because then you can warfare against the enemy effectively. If you don't have your headship right, everything will fall apart, because you'll find an inroad into your relationships and cause you to stumble and fall. So you need to shore up these alignments. And we're going to talk about them, and I'm going to add to this continually, and it's hopefully going to be a blessing in your life. You're going to be able to prosper. You know, if you sit down and pray in tongues long enough, God will give all this to you, and you'll be able to operate in it. But I've already sat down and prayed in tongues for like 5 years, for 5 hours. There's a lot of stuff the Lord's given me, and I want to share it with you. So while you're praying in tongues, you're getting rid of the junk that's inside you, and you're warfaring against you, right? That's causing you not to prosper and to come into alignment. And as I minister to you while you're praying in tongues, then you'll have the information to be able to go forward and be able to apply these principles, and then you'll have success. That's what my ministry is all about. It's about getting people out the ditch, fixing their lives up through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through my power, but the power of the Holy Spirit, and then pointing them in the right direction so that they can go along the road a lot faster than I had to. I had nobody to teach me except the Holy Spirit. That's the best teacher, but you know, I had no human to encourage me to go to the Lord, continue, stay with the Lord. The Lord actually had to do that. He had to hold me gently by the hand in case I ran away. And he had to gently teach me that it was okay. I didn't need anybody else. I just had to have him. And I had to unlock all of the kingdom of God with him and me. You know, it was wonderful. We sat down and unpacked this box together. And I did have joy. I didn't know what he was talking about at the time, but I have great joy. He's shown me all the pieces. And as I move into a newer level, a greater and bigger operation will be given to me and unpacked. And I'll be able to help, and I'll be able to assist you through the knowledge that the Lord has given me. So, you know, we want to be talking about divine headship. Want to talk about wives submitting yourselves to your husband. It's not about being a slave. There's an honorable way of doing it. And children, being obedient to your mum and dad, that's important. That actually the Bible talks about. That comes with a promise that you will live long. Honor your parents. There's a promise given to you. Okay, so there's that. You know, then there's women in the church. What's their proper role, biblical role? I'm not talking about roles that are being brought on by humanism and feminism. These isms are devil-inspired. They are not of God. They're not an alternative to Christianity. They're not something as a supplement. They are in complete opposition to Christianity. And you need to settle it in your heart that you're not going to be a part of humanism and of feminism, socialism, of liberalism. You know, humanism is all about putting the value system in the wrong place. Humanism is about helping people when it's better to actually do something else, right? You know, it's like getting ISIS and then say, if you'll come out of the Middle East and stop cutting people's heads off, we'll give you all $1 million. And you can go and live peaceably. That's a stupid value system. You know, and then there's feminism. Now, feminism derives its roots from women who are abandoned, women who are not being looked after by the men folk. And men are letting the women down in the headship of man and woman. Okay, so women need to stand up and look after themselves. But really, they're doing it the wrong way. If I was a woman and I had a husband that wasn't doing the right thing by me, I would go and I would honor him in prayer towards the Lord. I'd say, Lord, bless him with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. If I was a woman without a man in society and I was spirit-filled, I would say, Lord, give the men in this society wisdom to lead, because men were put in a place where they are the head. Okay, the man, the husband, is the head of the wife. We can go through all of that divine headship. It started off with Adam and Eve. You know, Adam was, the Bible says Adam was first made, then Eve. And Eve is in subjection to Adam. Now, it doesn't diminish you as a woman. It just gives you a different role. Okay, so, you know, we are people who are evangelists, and maybe you're not an evangelist. Do you get angry at the evangelists? You know, if you've got a person who's a pastor and you're not a pastor, you get angry at the pastor and say, this is inequality. Well, it is if they actually lord it over you, right? But if they lay their life down for you and serve you, then, well, that's a better matter, isn't it? So we have to get everything into proper alignment. And, you know, we've got socialism, which is, look, socialism is rubbish. No socialistic government has ever really worked. And if you look at them, if they're still going, they're oppressing their people. You know? And if you look at liberalism, you know, liberalism is let everybody be happy. Let's have homosexuals. Let's have, same-sex parents, all these things. And in other countries, some of it goes beyond craziness because of liberalism. And liberalism is, if it has its standards outside the Word of God, it's of the devil. And then there's political correctness. Well, political correctness is designed to stop anybody, even if that voice is legitimate, it's smothered by political correctness. You know, you're not allowed to call good good or evil evil. It says in the last days they'll call evil good and good evil. That's just useless. So, you know, humanism and feminism and socialism and liberalism and political correctness, they're the scourge of Christianity. They're the scourge of any good and decent society. They're useless in every way. And we're going to prove it through the Bible, and it's up to you to figure it out. It's up to you to say, well, I'm going to get off the fence and I'm going to go with God's word. I'm not going to go with the social norms. I'm not going to go with what's standard in society. As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. That's what we're going to do. That's what Don and I have decided to do. We've decided to go after the Word of God and not change it and not water it down. But we're going to understand it in its context and follow it. That's the way we're going to go. And if you want to go that way with us, praise the Lord. If you don't, you won't like this whole website because it's all about truth. So if you want to live in a deceptive lie all your life and frame your own value system, well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:38, it says, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Actually, it says in 37, if any man think himself to be a prophet, that's a person who gets inspired by God, or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Another version says, if any man does not recognize this, he is not recognized. Another one, but if any one still disagrees, well, we will leave him in his ignorance. And in another version, but if you do not recognize this, you yourself will not be recognized. I like this one. This is a good one. This is out of the Message Bible. If any one of you thinks God has something for you to say or has inspired you to do something, pay close attention to what I have written. This is the way the Master wants it. If you won't play by these rules, God can't use you. Sorry. That's definitely a big embellishment. But the King James basically says, if any man think himself to be ignorant, or think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Now Paul is saying that from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 37 and 38. And he's speaking about all of the letter up until that point, from chapter 1, verse 1, all the way through. And he goes through a whole lot of different things. He goes through marriage, relationships, spiritual integrity. He goes through the communion service. He goes through the operation of the spiritual gifts. He goes through the nine gifts of the Spirit and how they work. Then he goes through how love is supposed to operate. Then he goes through speaking in tongues. He devotes all of chapter 14 to that. And at the end of that, actually, he goes and he talks about divine headship as well. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 34, he says, "Let your women keep silent in the church, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience. As so saith the law." What law? Well, we can go back into the Old Testament. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Okay. And then in Timothy, you know, he even says, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach or to usurp authority over a man, but to be in silence." And there's other scriptures in that about that, and it's all about divine headship. It's all about being in submission. It says, "Wives, be in submission to your husband. Husbands, love your wives." So why don't the husbands be in submission to their wives? No, the husbands are supposed to love their wives. And the wives are supposed to be in submission. They honor their husband. They hold him up in prayer because he's their head. And if their head is in good shape and is hearing from God, they're going to be blessed. That's their job. You know, Jesus, the Father is the head of Jesus. Jesus doesn't carry on and say, no, no, no. No, Jesus submits himself to the Father's will. Okay? And the same with a man. The head of the man is Jesus, and the head of the woman is man. That's the divine order. So we're going to go through all of these different things, and we're going to dispel all the worldly and social myths that cause Christians to stumble. Because if you align yourself with the socialism of this world, you won't be able to serve God, because you'll come into direct conflict with divine order. And then there's the moral aspect as well. You know, morals are important. Social cohesion are important. The Bible wants us to live peaceably with all men as much as layeth in us. Okay? But the Bible also wants us to have also moral backbone. A matter of fact, one of the lists in Revelations of the certain people who are being thrown into hell, the first on the list are those who are fearful. And that Greek word is those who have no moral fortitude. They're incapable of standing up for what's right. They're weak. It's not talking about being scared of snakes and spiders. It's about having moral backbone. Those who don't have moral backbone will be thrown into the lake of fire. That's the first on the list. We need to be strong morally. But we can be strong morally by our own strength, which is a waste of time. We only can be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. And then we say yes to the Holy Spirit's leading and encouraging. And the Holy Spirit transforms us. And we say yes to all of that. And we harden not our heart to the transforming by the Holy Spirit of our lives. It's important that we do this. You know, the work is easy. All we have to do is learn to say yes. Be led by the Holy Spirit. And when our mind says, if I go down this road, I'm going to get in trouble, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to get penalized, people aren't going to like me, I'm not going to have my friends, my family will disown me, I'll get the sack, I'll lose my job, my family will kick me out, whatever. That's not having moral backbone towards the Word of God. Because the Word of God is truth. And if you follow the Word of God, God will He will transform your life in such a way. You will have persecution, but he will transform your life and he will give you a good outcome and you'll be blessed. We've heard over and over of those who have been thrown into prison and angels have set them free. The prisons have fallen down. The lions, their mouths have been shut. All of these things, they've been thrown into fire and they never got burnt because they had moral backbone. Moral backbone is very important. The God type of moral backbone, right, has to come from the Holy Spirit. Not a social engineered backbone by humanism and by socialism and by political correctness. That's not moral backbone. That's devilish. It shuts the mouths of those who speak the truth and speak justice and speak righteousness. That's what political correctness is designed to stop those people. But you know, we're not going to keep our mouths shut. We're going to speak the word of God by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And when we're not empowered by the Holy Spirit, we keep our mouths shut. Because if it's not being energized, if not being inspired by the Holy Spirit, you're not going to get much out of it. So we stand on the word of God, and when the Spirit speaks through us, we speak and we don't hold our peace. So we'll leave it there, and if you'll continue to look on this section, I'll add to it as the Lord gives me more information and shows me which way I should deliver the podcast. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.